From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, a good lawyer knows the law, a great lawyer knows the judge, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and we do have an attorney with us today, and he is a great attorney because he helped turn the tide on the IRS. Now, yesterday we talked about Bernice Kuglin and how the IRS was after her because she asked a couple of questions that they couldn't answer. Let me quote an article I have here that came to me in the form of an email. It says, thanks to the IRS's arrogance and stupidity, the Kuglin's refusal to plead for lesser charges, Kuglin accomplished what Bob Schultz and other tax protesters had been denied all along, to force the IRS into a public debate and to answer the question of whether or not the tax code requires an individual to pay personal income tax. Kuglin and her two attorneys, Larry B. Kraft and Robert Bernhoft, have unequivocally forced the IRS to show its hand, and 12 judges hearing that debate ruled the answer is no. We talked about this yesterday, and I promised you that today we would have one of those attorneys on the air with us, and we do have Robert Bernhoft with us today. Robert, it is a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having us.
You know, I cannot believe you would think every newscaster in the United States would be jumping up and down and cheering the fact that, hey, look what we did to the IRS. They can't prove that there's even a law out there that we have to pay income tax. And you don't see anything about it.
No, it's been a little bit of a secret. Associated Press did do a brief article on it, and we had some articles in New York Times and a couple of other newspapers, but none of the mainstream media has basically stayed off this issue. And frankly, I believe that it's because a lot of them have put on the feed bag and are bailing up to the trough like everybody else that feeds off this bloated tax system.
How could they? Now, and it, really, this isn't what I intended to talk about at all today, but how could, how would ABC or NBC or CNN or Fox or any of those people, how can they get any tax money?
Well, it's pretty, it's not just that they're getting any tax money. When you, Larry Becraft and Bernie appeared on Hannity and Combs the other night, and you saw Sean Hannity and Alan Combs. Combs is the alleged conservative, and
Alleged
liberal, and Sean Hannity is the alleged conservative, and they both came after him real hard. And what you got here is you have certain people that protect and serve the system. And when somebody makes an anti-establishment argument, an anti-system argument, the system rallies, and that includes all the major media organs.
See, I can't believe that there is a living soul out here in the United States that holds a decent job or has a decent business that doesn't hate the IRS like the devil hates holy water.
Well, you know, we could talk about that real briefly. In 1954, the average tax burden of a family of four, husband, wife, two children, was somewhere between 3% and 5%. Now today you've got sewer tax, water tax, property tax, licensing fees, registration fees, federal income tax, in most states, state income tax, and the average tax burden exceeds well over 50%. You know, it's unbelievable, and people talk about, what are we gonna do with these kids running wild, and we've got problems with parents not raising their kids right, and it's certainly true that a lot of children in America today are being raised by daycare centers and government schools. But one of the big reasons for that is in order for the average family to maintain that basic middle-class existence, both that mother and father have to work, and it's because of the tax system.
Sure, we get along fine. If we could just, I have said this time and time again. One of the things that's really created this is withholding. If everybody got paid in cash and you had to go down to the IRS office and flop out $50 bills every time right out of your paycheck, hey, there would be a tax rebellion. But people never see the money and they're too dumb to realize that they're giving it away.
Gary, that's a really interesting comment, and you're absolutely correct. The withholding system disguises the tax. As you suggest, if somebody had to go down once a week or once a month and lay down the cash, there would be a tax rebellion, but it's sort of a hidden tax. People are used to thinking about the money they make in terms of net income after the taxes are withheld at the source by the employer, turned over to the government. And then, of course, a lot of people, they get all excited because at the end of the year, they're going to get a refund.
I can't believe that.
They don't give it to them
in the first place.
Yeah, it's amazing. A refund, in other words, the government gives you back the money that should have been yours in the first place, and that's supposed to be an exciting day. Withholding is the linchpin of the modern American tax system. It hides the tax from the American people. They're used to thinking about income in terms of that net dollar figure on their paychecks. And then, of course, everybody scrambles for a bit of a refund at the end of the year. And the other thing is the withholding system is the single leading factor as to why people file that Form 1040. If there wasn't withholding at the source, I think you'd see a lot of people really questioning whether they should file that form. But a lot of people file that form just to get a credit on the withholding that they paid.
Did you and Larry Becraft, the other attorney on this case, did you gentlemen do a lot of research into the tax code and this sort of thing getting ready for this case?
Well, Larry Becraft is the foremost tax researcher in the country, bar none. I come to the table with a lot of knowledge of the Internal Revenue Code. It's the history of the various tax acts going back to the Civil War Tax Act of 1865. The series of events that led to the drafting of the 16th Amendment, and all of the Supreme Court cases that have been issued regarding the income tax system. So Larry and I came to the table with a pretty good knowledge historically and legally about the modern American tax system.
We're going to take a break, and the first question that entered my mind when I saw this, but when we come back, I want you to kind of bring us up to date on how this trial went. But my very first question was, how did they get, you and Vernie Kuglin, get a jury trial? I didn't know that was possible with the IRS. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
George Washington once said, "If in the opinion of the people the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation, for though this in one instance may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." Joseph Farah, editor and founder of WorldNetDaily.com, says that's exactly what we're seeing today, our government and our country being destroyed. In his new book, Taking America Back, Joseph Farah says it's time to celebrate virtue and knowledge again. Time to wake up your neighbors so they can once again smell the sweet aroma of freedom and choose the kind of country in which we want to live. To get your copy of Taking America Back by Joseph Farah, send $24, check cash or money order to Taking America Back, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Terry Brownfield here, and I'd like to tell you why I am a member of RCAF USA. Simply put, RCAF represents me, old Terry Brownfield. And RCAF will represent you. RCAF gives U.S. cattle producers like ourselves a clear and distinctive voice. I read that the NCBA is losing members. So to stop the exodus, now they're giving their members what they're calling a stakeholders vote to show that they're concerned about remaining a grassroots-controlled organization. The only problem is that they never have been a grassroots-controlled organization. NCBA members are dropping their membership and switching to RCAF. I did exactly the same thing, and you should too. You can join RCAF for a $50 bill. All you need to do is just call 406-252-2516 or visit the website. That's www.rcafusa. That's r-calfusa.com.
Timeline, 1939, the German Blitzkrieg of Poland, the New York World's Fair, the premiere of Gone with the Wind. Timeline, 1940, the Battle of Britain, the fall of Norway and Finland, FDR re-elected, and women's golf champ Babe Diedrichsen. Timeline, 1941, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the 1941 World Series, and more. Whirlwind Media presents Timeline, the War Years, 1939 to 1945. Each Timeline video uses vintage newsreels to capture the stories unedited, the way they were seen and heard for the very first time. Timeline, The War Years, arrives as a set of 7 VHS tapes. Single years sell for $24 each, but the special 7-tape set of War Years can be delivered for just $55. To order, send $55, check cash or money order to War Years, P.O. Box 79, Bennettown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
And we're back visiting today with Robert Bernhoff, and he was one of the attorneys that helped Vernie Coogland win her case against the IRS. I guess it was IRS cases against Vernie, wasn't it?
United States of America v. Bernice Coogland, that's right.
Okay, in the next couple of minutes, this is a short segment we have here, but just give us a quick rundown. I sort of did yesterday. You'll do a better job of how this all came about.
Yeah, Vernie did some research into the Internal Revenue Code back in the early 90s and could not find a section of the code that made her liable for the federal income tax. So she wrote a couple letters to IRS asking them which section of the code made her liable and which law required her to file the IRS Form 1040 to pay that tax. She wrote a series of letters. She even had a couple of attorneys write letters for her. In her words, she felt maybe the IRS would pay attention if it was an attorney stationary. But they ignored them all, never answered the question. Latter part of 1995, Vernie made the very difficult decision to stop filing the form. She knew she risked criminal penalties for it, and she took a stand. The government started a criminal investigation sometime in late 1999 or 2000, and then she was indicted on 6 felony counts of federal tax evasion in April of this year.
Okay, how did she get a jury trial?
Yeah, in the jury, in the federal criminal system, either the government or the defendant can demand a jury trial. And so she was entitled to that, and of course we insisted on a jury trial because we felt that if we could take her story, we just wanted a chance to have Vernie Coogland tell her story to 12 people in that jury box. And I can't say enough about the jury in Memphis. They paid attention to the case. They were very attentive. They listened to the testimony. They weighed the evidence. The government's case came up wanting, and they acquitted her on 6 felony counts of tax evasion, a particularly stunning acquittal.
Now, there's no way that the feds can go back and retry that case.
No, that's done. Once the jury of your peers acquits you on these criminal charges, it's over. The government cannot come back and charge her criminally for those years.
All right. Now, she's a free lady. But somewhere in the information that I have, one of the prosecutors said, "Well, but we're gonna make her pay that taxes on that $900-some thousand anyway."
Yeah, we were sitting at counsel table when the jury foreman read the verdicts, and the government people, the IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent, and the other government people that were assembled in the courtroom were just shocked. There was a certain measure of arrogance on the government side of this case, and I think that hurt them. I think it hurt their credibility with the jury. But after the not guilty verdicts were read, the assistant United States attorney stood up and just made an absolutely stunning statement. He asked the court to order Vernie Coogland to file her forms and pay her taxes because that's what the law required. And we were absolutely stunned, as was the court. And the judge basically declined to do that, and suggested that, he was going to leave that to the IRS if that's something they thought they could do.
We need to take another quick break here. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Do
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-998-5577. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you like. Call 1-800-998-5577 for details. That's 1-800-998-5577. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay it back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-998-5577. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-998-5577. 1-800-998-5577.
Terry Brownfield here. You know it's a fact that our founding forefathers continually acknowledged the Creator God in the shaping and preservation of our nation. I want you and your friends, your family, and your church family to see a very important video presentation called Nation Adrift. It's important to see because it will illustrate how the forces of humanism have attacked America's foundation of faith. This is an excellent source for anyone who wants to know the truth about our nation's rich history and heritage. Nation Adrift should be shown in every classroom in America, so buy one for your local school library and donate it as a gift. Nation Adrift will show you how God's hand of providence guided our forefathers as they forged the greatest and most prosperous nation in history. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24 check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. And we have returned. Robert, going into the commercial break, I had to break into your thought, and I normally make a notice of what it was, and I don't remember.
You know, you've got me there too, Derry. We were talking about the government taking its case to the jury and losing some credibility there, and talking about the jury system in general.
Also, the fact that the judge didn't work for the IRS.
Oh, that's right.
I appreciate that. That's right. And so we were just absolutely stunned by the Assistant United States Attorney's request. You have to understand that once those not guilty verdicts are issued, the court is divested of all of its jurisdiction in the case and doesn't have any authority whatsoever to make an injunctive relief order such as was requested by the government. So we were startled by the request, but of course the judge denied that request, and Ms. Kuglin walked out of the courtroom a free woman.
I heard, I have a stack of emails here on this. I mean, I've probably got 15 or 20 pages of stuff. And I don't know where it is in there, but one of them quoted a judge as saying, "I don't work for the IRS."
Yeah, that quote has been around the Internet. And I think the judge, I don't think he used those exact words. And I do think, though, that it's a fair paraphrase of what he said. I don't have a copy of the transcript yet. We're waiting that to be delivered to us from the Memphis District Court Clerk of Court. But essentially, the judge said, I'm going to leave that to other people. I'm not going to make any such order. You know, good luck. And that was that. So he stepped back, and the court didn't have jurisdiction to issue any such order.
Now, you live in Milwaukee, and this took place in Memphis. And I guess Bernie Kuglin lived in Memphis, right, or in the area?
Yeah, she's a Memphis native.
Okay, how did they get in touch with you? Because you were IRS expert?
Well, I tax litigation coast to coast. I appear in federal courts around the country. We do federal appellate advocacy in the various circuit courts of appeal, and I do litigation in the United States Tax Court. So a friend of Bernie's named Don Winfield, he's the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Tennessee. He assembled a list of attorneys that were recommended to him. I was on that list, and he telephoned me with Bernie on the line, and we talked about her case. And we determined that we'd have Larry Becraft and I be co-counsel for her.
Well, apparently everything worked.
That's right. What we wanted a chance to what we argued to the jury is that Americans have a right to ask questions of their government, and they're entitled to direct, non-evasive answers. This government owes a higher duty of candor to its citizens, not just on tax questions, but on a whole range of very important policy issues that are before this nation. And that was what we argued to the jury, that the fact that the IRS simply refused to answer her questions was unacceptable. And the other thing that we argued to the jury, or Bernie Kugan testified to, is she couldn't locate a section of the Internal Revenue Code that made her liable for the individual income tax. Now, the government tried to counter that with some alleged proof of various regulations that might create such a liability. And although the jury doesn't determine the questions of law, they judge the facts, the jury did pass on this question of liability, and it went to the credibility of the government's case and Bernie Coogan's testimony. And the jury simply thought that Bernie Coogan was more credible on that issue
than the feds.
Absolutely.
You know, you would think, and I said this earlier in the show, but you would think that America would be waving red, white, and blue flags and saying, hey, you guys got to get your money somewhere else.
Well, this is going to, we believe that this is a watershed case. It's going to have a profound impact on the way the federal executive, legislative, and judiciary deal with tax policy. And it's going to have a profound impact on Americans throughout the country as they start to figure out what sort of an income tax system we have. And you heard this from Sean Hannity the other night. He said something about, well, it's not fair that you don't pay your taxes. How will we build roads and how will we fight Osama bin Laden? First of all, as we all know, there's not a dime of federal income tax gets spent on roads. We pay a gas tax for that. We pay over $1 a gallon here in Wisconsin in the gas tax. I'm sure it's about that down in Missouri.
You pay a full dollar. Maybe we do, too. Gas is $1.51 where I buy.
Yeah.
I see it $1.57-$1.58 around. You mean a dollar of that is taxes?
Yeah, about two-thirds is taxed, all of these state and federal excise taxes. And that's how the roads are built, and Sean just didn't have his facts straight. The other thing that Sean Hannity said was that the taxpayers had paid for Bernie's defense. And that's something that needs to be corrected. Bernie Kugan dug into her own pocket and paid for her own defense, and no American paid for her defense. But this idea that the income tax funds all of these marvelous projects that the government does for us, and if we didn't have the income tax, we wouldn't have all these marvelous things, is simply false. One of the things we need to do is raise the level of our tax policy discussion out of the grade school level, frankly, that it's in. The income tax is not about revenue. The government prints money. We have a fiat currency system, a Federal Reserve fractional reserve banking system. The government does not use federal income tax to fund programs. Income tax is about monetary policy and social control. And lately, beginning in the 60s and 70s, various administrations, both Democrat and Republican, have used the Internal Revenue Service as a political surveillance device and an intelligence-gathering tool against their political enemies.
Isn't it a shame, when I won't have to stop you here for another commercial break, but isn't it a shame that you couldn't get that information out over Hannity and Combs the other night?
Well, I understand from my staff assistant that Alan Combs is going to give me an opportunity to go on his radio show, and we will be talking about these issues. I believe it's going to be sometime next week, and hopefully we'll also be on Greta Van Susteren's On the Record, and we're going to communicate these ideas, Gary.
Brownfield Show.
Here's more good news from my friends at Swiss America. 39 respected economists are now lining up on the side of gold. That's 10 times more than just 2 years ago. You see, back in 2001, only a handful of economists rediscovered gold together with Swiss America. Then in 2002, over a dozen more economists finally agreed that a new gold rush had begun. Now in 2003, dozens more are proclaiming that gold is the buy of a generation, a no-brainer. Now, I'm no economist, but I do think that gold coins make good sense right now, recovery or no recovery. So call 1-800-289-2646 today. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN to get your free copy of the new Gold Rush magazine and other great free resources. Gold prices have quietly moved up over 30% in the last 2 years and could do that or more over the next couple of years. So call Swiss America today at 1-800-BUYCOIN
Remember, gold is the color of financial hope in the 21st century.
Dr. Michael Kaufman's newest video is From Iraq to Ezekiel. It explores the stunning U.S. victory in Iraq. For the first time, the U.S. has demonstrated that a nation need not be destroyed to topple a tyrant. Syria, Iran, and North Korea are next. No nation can stand up to the awesome power of the U.S. World peace is now possible, starting with the Middle East roadmap. Or is it the roadmap to Armageddon? From Iraq to Ezekiel, Dr. Mike Kaufman takes you behind the news and explains how the Mideast nations will be forced to comply with the Mideast roadmap to peace. For an hour and 45 minutes, Dr. Kaufman takes you from the history of the Jews and the Arab-Jewish conflict to the biblical last days as described in the book of Ezekiel over 2,000 years ago. To order From Iraq to Ezekiel, send $24 check, cash, or money order to Iraq Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
If you or a family member is currently without any medical coverage, here's important information. Qualified Health now offers a nationwide medical savings program. The program includes access to hospitals, doctors, dentists, even lab work and prescriptions. To receive free information on this medical savings program that has no restrictions, call toll-free 1-888-900-3001. All your medical needs are included, even on pre-existing conditions. The program also includes $2,000 accidental excess coverage for the added security you need in today's health environment. You'll receive a primary care provider directory, explanation of program terms and conditions, everything you need to answer your questions, and sign up for this complete medical savings program. The Qualified Health National Medical Savings Program. Value to you and your family. Get all the information. Call 1-888-900-3001. That's 1-888-900-3001. If you have no medical coverage, call Qualified Health right now. 1-888-900-3001.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says, keep skunks, lawyers, and bankers at a distance, Jerry Brownfield.
Jeff, why are you so hard on attorneys today? You've had two attorney bumpers come in here, and hey, we don't want to keep Robert Bernholtz at a distance, and I don't want to put him in the same category with skunks and bankers. Anyway,
that's okay, Jerry. I got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, that's great. That's what you have to even survive in the year 2003, do you not?
You do, and you have to have some fun with what you do as well. And I think that some people that are interested in issues about restoring the country to its roots, its proper foundations, sometimes they get so drawn up into the fight that they get a little bit dour and down in the mouth. And I think we have to keep a good spirit, and got to have a sense of humor, and every once in a while we even have to be able to laugh at ourselves.
Well, I get laughed at all the time. It doesn't bother me a bit. But anyway, you're a historian, and you talk about the IRS, and you know a little bit of, I mean, you know a lot about how all this came about. And I don't know a lot. I just know a little bit, enough to kind of be dangerous. But, you know, the Federal Reserve, and you mentioned that most of this money that's collected by the IRS, we never see any benefit from it. And the Federal Reserve and the IRS both came along, the IRS wasn't called the IRS, what was it, the income tax law or something, whatever it was, under Woodrow Wilson in 1913. We got along fine with this country without anything like a Fed or a IRS for that length of time.
Well, that's correct. And there's a reason why the 16th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act were passed in that same year. They're connected. The tax system is essential. A fiat currency system has a number of problems. One of the problems is a tendency to inflation. And you can either crash out the inflationary effects of fiat currency, or you can tax it out. Economists today, they measure the monetary supply by what they call M3. And one of the ways that you can affect the money supply and try and control inflation in the fiat system is by taxing and taking Federal Reserve notes out of circulation. The other way that it's done, there's other ones, but the other principal way it's done is you can watch the Federal Reserve in the open bond market, and they will either sell or purchase bonds in the open market, and thereby drawing off Federal Reserve notes from circulation or putting them into circulation. the government and a lot of the talking heads have not been honest with the American people about exactly the relationship between our fiat system and our modern American tax system. But it's not about revenue. It's about monetary policy, social control, and last two decades or so, intelligence gathering. My view is that the modern American tax system is simply incompatible with a free people's right to liberty, property, and due process of law. If you can imagine this, Derry, and I think my grandfather would be, I think he's rolling in his grave. You know, the government officer can come up who's basically an accountant with a firearm. You know, put your hands up, you're under arrest, you owe the government money. And the American people have accepted this, but that's a tax police state. That's incompatible with a free people's right to liberty and due process of law.
We have a bank of phone callers that have been holding a long time. I'm going to ask you one quick question, and then we'll go to the telephone. Was the courtroom packed? Because I would think that you couldn't cram them in there.
The courtroom was not packed to the brim. Bernie had a lot of supporters from the Memphis area. She also had contacts, which I found out after I started to represent her in Wisconsin. And so some of her old friends from Wisconsin came down to support her. But it wasn't the sort of a media frenzy and a popular event, as you might imagine. But, of course, that's changed now that she walked out of the courtroom a free woman.
All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Paul from Illinois. Hi, Paul, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. This is a really exciting program you got today. I've been trying to get the bit to ask you the question I'm going to ask. Does this mean this precedent has been set that they're going to let all the guys out of prison that's in there on tax evasion charges? There was no law that said you had to pay that. Does this not open a new big can of worms for all the lawyers in the U.S.?
Paul, good morning. A criminal acquittal is not a precedent that you can rely on when you look at other cases. What we have here is the people are starting to have serious questions about the underpinnings of this modern tax system. That was expressed through the jury in Memphis. They ruled on the law, found that Bernie Kugan had no criminal intent, and they properly acquitted her of the six counts of felony tax evasion. As to the people that are in jail for alleged tax crimes, that's going to be a separate question. I think that Kugan's acquittal is going to cause people to start thinking about what do we do about people that are in prison currently on these alleged tax crimes. And it's a very serious question. I don't know the answer to it, but the fact that you're thinking about it, Paul, means that it's had an impact.
Okay, appreciate the call. Let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny, you're up next.
Yeah, good morning. Pleasure talking with this gentleman. I'd like to ask him a question and I'd like to make a comment. I guess the comment should come first. There are three things that we should ask the IRS if we meet with them. Is show me the law, show me where I'm liable for tax, and show me that they have jurisdiction over me. And they can't do that.
Well, those are two important questions. And you have to understand, though, that as with most administrative agencies, the Internal Revenue Service is a very large bureaucracy. And most citizens who attempt to engage the IRS and ask them those couple of questions, they meet the brick wall. And I have to a cautionary note. Bernie Kugan is really an exceptional American. She's one of the few people that was willing to take a stand on this very important question about what this Internal Revenue Code says about liability, about domestic Americans living in one of the several Union states. But it's not a recommended course of action. She has suffered through a very demanding, a very difficult trial, and she got her acquittal, and she's vindicated. But what led up to that for the past 6 or 7 months was not a pleasant experience.
She could have gotten 30 years out of this.
The potential, I didn't do the exact calculation, but I understand that the maximum penalty would have been on the order of 30 years in a federal prison and up to $1.5 million in criminal fines.
Well, I have a friend in Pennsylvania that lost his house through an IRS sale. He never left his home, but in 4 months he had the house back because he put an IRS agent on the stand and asked that agent to show him the law, and they couldn't do it, got his house back.
Well, these are serious questions, Kenny, and Americans are starting to demand answers. At a minimum, the government owes the American people a fair, frank discussion about the income tax system. And let's be candid here. The Internal Revenue Code is, at best, a walking, talking due process violation. There's not one single American who can absolutely understand what the code requires or doesn't require of them, and that is absolutely unacceptable. An American man or woman has a right to know clearly and simply, without hiring a cadre of accountants and lawyers, what the law requires them to do and what the law prohibits them from doing. And it's time that American people insist that our tax system reflect that sort of simplicity.
Okay, appreciate your call. Let's move on to Texas. Mark, hi, you're on the air, Mark.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I have a simple question. Has the IRS ever come to the aid of any business that was being shut down by a local entity?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
Well, the reason I'm saying there's a local convenience store here in town that's being shut down by the city council, because every time there's a crime, they always use that address, even because there's a lot of abandoned buildings in the area.
Sure.
And so I'm just wondering, but they're a good, honest business. But they always use their address every time there's a crime that happens.
I don't see that that ties into the IRS at all.
Okay, well, thanks for my call.
Did you, Robert?
I didn't, but...
No, I don't understand the question. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, folks. To me, there's a central question. With specificity, I doubt the precedent value of this case, in light of what I take, that you had sort of an exceptional judge that did not, I take, exercise the usual lockdown on lines of argumentation and allowed actual due process, and say what would there be to preclude you as an attorney or say a pro se defendant from say charging a jury with their rights and duties as fully informed jurors, saying things in opening or closing arguments and not have the judge declare a mistrial or you risk disbarment. Maybe there's things pro se can do that you can, etc. God bless.
Yes, a couple of interesting points. Let's try and unpack that a little bit. First of all, Bernie Kugan got a fair trial. That's all I can say about that. The court gave the government and Bernie Kugan a fair, balanced playing field for the government to make its case and for Bernie Kugan to put on her defense. Now, the jury nullification, this was not jury nullification. That was never argued to the jury. This jury simply listened to Bernie Kugan testify and tell her story and talk about what she believed the Internal Revenue Code required or didn't require. And the government put on proof to the contra, and the jury believed Bernie Kugan, and they acquitted her. So this was not a jury nullification case. Now, I have particular views, as the gentleman from Pennsylvania, I believe, does about...
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
In Dennis Peterson's new book, Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation, each page colorfully unfolds before your eyes as you tour creation with the insight of the Bible as your guide. Evolutionary deceptions are exposed and dismantled. By considering the work of his hands, parents and children encounter a vast wealth of evidences that confirm a confident faith in the Genesis account of creation. Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation is used as basic curriculum by thousands of Christian homeschool families. This 240-page hardback book is yours for just $36 each. Call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. That's 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Or send $36, check, cash, or money order to the Jerry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer. Get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio 1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio 1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
If you snore or someone you sleep with snores, here's your dream come true. It's called Silent Snore, an all-natural breakthrough that's clinically proven to stop snoring with just one spray. I'm Dr. Ken Frank, and I snored for over 30 years until I developed Silent Snore. Now, with just one minty spray each night, I sleep soundly and silently. I love it, and so does my wife, who put up with my snoring for all those years. You see, unlike more costly products that coat your throat with an oily film and require spray after spray after spray, Silent Snore uses a safe, scientifically proven, all-natural ingredient to stop the tissue vibrations that cause snoring. An independent double-blind study confirmed that 90% of Silent Snore users stopped or significantly reduced snoring. I guarantee it will work for you from the very first spray on the very first night, or your money back.
Call 1-800-576-0453 now and ask how you can get Silent Snore for just $19.95 per month risk-free. That's 1-800-576-0453. 1-800-576-0453. Call now.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, the gentleman asked about a jury nullification case. You said no, and then you said, I have views.
Yeah, I think it's real important that Americans become a little bit better educated about important documents like the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Northwest Ordinance, and think a little bit more carefully about what the rights and prerogatives of the jury are. I disagree with the way American state and federal courts preclude lawyers from telling the jury that they can judge the law. But the history of that right is well established and goes back to the Middle Ages in English common law. Juries traditionally have had the right to judge the law as well as the facts. But that is not what's enforced in American courts today, and that's up to the American people to get better educated on their rights as jurors.
Let's go to the telephones. We still have all the lines full. So Randy in Georgia. Hi, Randy. You're on the air.
I was just listening to you on the radio, and you said something about all the income taxes collected in this country, that how the IRS don't use none of it. You can find that under Title 22, Section 286, which is the Benton Woods Agreement. And what that says is that it shows where the Federal Reserve Act, Federal Reserve was created, and every 3 months, they send every tax dollar that we pay in to the International Monetary Fund. From there, it goes to the Reconstruction Act, and the Reconstruction and Development Act, and there it goes back to the Bank of England. And then when they print the money, Congress comes around and borrows the money, and then they charge an interest for it. The whole tax code is all under non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and U.S. citizenship.
Well, Vernie Coogan testified as to her belief about that, and she testified that she looked into the IRS's own table where they listed the income tax regulation, 1.1-1, and the form that the IRS itself prescribed to fill out for that tax, and the Office of Management and Budget approved, was a Form 2555, Foreign Earned Income. And that testimony was presented to the jury as to what Vernie Coogan believed about what the proper scope and nature of the tax is. So some of that information, Vernie did testify to some of those issues.
Well, we'd be able to, and by the way, appreciate that call. You know, you could write a book off of this this court record, could you not?
Yes, you could. It was a magnificent experience to be down there in Memphis, to be able to select a jury that was racially, gender, and occupationally diverse. We had a very good, diverse jury, which is the jury that we wanted, and we just wanted people on there who were thinkers, who would just give us a chance, give Vernie Coogan a chance to tell her story, and would take a good, hard look at that and render the proper verdict. The jurors were very excited about the case, and they sought us out after the verdicts came in, not guilty, and they had a lot to say about how they viewed the government's case and how they viewed Ms. Coogan.
Okay, appreciate the call. Very quickly, now we don't have time for it very quickly. We're going to take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll get to as many callers as we possibly can. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Brownfield Show.
You know, there's so much going on these days, there's no way I can possibly cover everything in my one-hour talk show. And that's why I began my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. And nearly 6 years later, it's still going because there's still too much to cover on a daily basis. So you need the Common Sense Chronicle just to keep up on the real news. Each month in the Chronicle, I cover stories that politically correct newsrooms would never consider running, which is why it's so important that you stay informed. So give yourself a subscription today by sending a check, cash, or money order for $24.95 to newsletter. That's Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Check, cash, or money order for $24.95 to newsletter. That's Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
You're losing your hair and you haven't tried Abacore yet? You've heard all about it on radio and TV for years. Well, there's a reason why Abacore has become the most recognized name in hair regrowth. Simply because tens of thousands of people, just like you, have successfully regrown their hair and regained that youthful appearance, thanks to Abacore. That's right. Abacore's all-natural DHT blocker and physician's topical formula have reversed hair loss for virtually everyone who has ordered. So why haven't you called? We realize there's a lot of confusion out there. But while so many hair growth products come and go, Abacore's clinical studies and claims of success have been independently reviewed and proven true. Still not convinced? Abacore is so effective that it comes with a full 1 year money-back guarantee. Try getting that anywhere else. To order Abacore, call 800-661-7714. The sooner you call, the sooner you can reverse your hair loss. That's 800-661-7714. Call 800-661-7714.
And time is short. I'll take as many calls as I can as quickly as I can. Let's go to Merle from Illinois. Hi, Merle. You're on the air.
Thanks, Gary. What I wanted to mention was not too long ago the Supreme Court made a ruling that the IRS was illegal because it hadn't been legally ratified by three-fourths of the states.
The Supreme Court didn't do that, did it?
Well, that's according to the report I have.
What about that, Robert? I've heard this, but I don't believe that's right, is it?
No, I mean, my understanding is I'm not familiar with any such case.
Anyway, I know... four guys that went to all 48 state capitals and searched out the findings of the IRS being ratified, and it wasn't even close to being passed.
Yeah, I've heard time and time again that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, but I never heard anything about the Supreme Court. But appreciate your call. Let's move along very quickly. Idaho Joe. Hey, what's going on up north?
Good morning, Derry.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to ask the gentleman a question there. What would he recommend to people that, like this lady here, she got stonewalled by not getting any answers from the Internal Revenue Service? Because, in fact, what I see happening here is, in real sense, what you're doing is you're attacking the Federal Reserve System through the court system, and I'm surprised that they let this case go through and won the case, because certainly it's going to send shockwaves through the IRS community.
The shockwaves are reverberating, and it's about time. But the American people need to, citizens in each community need to start paying attention to this issue. They need to start demanding answers from their local representatives, their state representatives, and the people that they send to Washington to do their political business. Until the American people get serious about the tax question and these other important issues, we're not going to get answers.
Great. Would you recommend that they, keep challenging the issue? Because it's going to reach court sooner or later if they persist. So wouldn't you recommend that people keep records of everything that transpires until it gets to that point?
Well, sure. Everybody should keep records whenever they're dealing with a government agency, keep careful notes and records. But the larger point here is that people have to get involved politically. This is a political problem. Now, we can fight some of these battles in courts. Sometimes we win. Sometimes we lose, but there's no substitute for principled men and women getting together and getting serious about an issue and demanding answers from the government.
You know, I have an email here that I received this morning saying, send a very polite letter to the IRS telling them about, that you heard about the case in Memphis And if it is true, and that it is true that there is no section of the U.S. tax code that requires an individual citizen to pay federal income taxes, don't be threatened in any way, don't be threatening in any way or announce that you plan to stop paying federal income taxes. This request is for your personal edification. You just simply want to know the truth. You probably won't get an answer back, but just to prove you sent the letter and if they received it, be certain to send the letter via certified U.S. mail with a return receipt requested. When you get that receipt back, staple it to the copy of the letter you sent the IRS and put it in a secure place.
I can't see anything wrong with that. Again, American people have a right to ask their government questions, and they're entitled to answers.
A very quick question here. Did Bernie present her own case, or did she have you attorneys do it?
Well, it was her testimony. Our case was Bernie. Bernie got up on the stand and testified for about a day, day and a half, and she told her story to the jury. Obviously, attorney Larry Beecraft was lead counsel. He made opening argument, and he made a brilliant closing argument. We didn't object to, I don't think Larry or I objected to anything in the trial. We basically told the jury, look, the government's going to bring all these documents in here. They're going to say that she made this amount of money. They're going to say that she didn't file returns, and we agree with all that. But Bernie Coogan's going to get up on the stand, and she's going to tell you, the jury, why she didn't file that form. And you have to make a decision as to her credibility. And that was our case. Bernie Coogan was our case.
You see, we had a similar case, totally different situation. It had nothing to do with the IRS. But they would not allow the judge, every time that the lady tried to tell her case, the judge would not admit the evidence.
Yeah, you know, we got a fair trial in Memphis, and that can't be lost. We had a great jury. We had a fair trial. And when you get that, the truth comes out.
And we are out of time, totally out of time. Robert, I'll talk to you in just a moment when we get off the air.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling on your way.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.